Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So, you know, I absolutely love Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the cheesy Christmas movies.
Yes, you are.
The cheesier, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one of the cheesiest Christmas movies I've ever seen, like, ever.
On Lifetime?
On Lifetime. It was so cheese-tastic, rather.
How did I know it was going to be Lifetime?
It was amazeballs, dude. It really was.
Was it cheesier than when they did the TV version of the song Christmas Shoes?
Totally cheesier.
Wow.
Totally cheesier. It looked like it had the budget of Shaver Park from a couple of years back.
I remember that debacle.
It was really bad. It was really bad. It's called A Christmas Prince, and wow, is it bad. And it's so bad, it was fabulous.
Was it like the Christmas version of Sharknado?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Although Sharknado had a tremendously bigger budget.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This was so bad.
Was
so bad.
Was the prince wearing one of those Burger King things?
Almost. Almost. They clearly went to, like the sellout of, at the day after Halloween where you get everything that was on sale.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything that's been picked over and whatever. This guy's crown. It looked like his ears were holding it up. It was so big. It was so funny. This thing was so cheesetastic that I didn't even need queso with my chips.
And what was the premise of the Christmas Prince?
Well, of course, he falls in love with a commoner. Come on, dude.
So it's like that movie with Anne Hathaway?
It's like every Christmas movie. It's like every Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
But the Anne Hathaway movie wasn't a Christmas movie.
I know.
They just Christmasized it.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It was so great. I loved it. It was so great. Well, apparently, this is like a topic on Twitter. There's actually like a hashtag devoted to this particular movie.
Yeah,
because
of Prince
it's
Harry.
So bad.
Oh.
No, because it's so bad. It's so bad, it's good. And people are like, okay, look. I got to tell you, I draw the line at some cheesiness. This is like 3 miles past that line. You got to see this movie. It's so cheesy. It's so good. It is good. I love me these cheesy Christmas movies. I really do. There is nothing I would rather do than spend a weekend. And that's pretty much what I did this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't do a thing. I pretty much just hung out all weekend long on the couch,
uh-huh.
drinking hot chocolate.
And watching movies.
Watching Lifetime Christmas movies. Yep. It was lovely.
Wow.
It was lovely.
Man.
I was all about it. Occasionally I got up and I changed clothes in and out of the dryer.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
Wow.
Didn't even cook. Just ordered pizza and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, I'm just sitting here.
Dude.
Yeah.
I would feel so bad for you. I would feel so sorry for you if my weekend wasn't exactly the same, except substitute Netflix for Lifetime.
I loved it. It was so wonderful. And the only reason why I could do that is because I finished my shopping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I finished my shopping on Friday afternoon.
Cool.
Got the last few little gift cards for the nieces.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I'm done.
That's
and
cool.
So I was like, okay.
That's cool.
I don't got nothing else to do.
At my household, we're all at the age where I don't even have to shop for Christmas stuff anymore.
No?
You know, people just tell you what they want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or it's like, don't really need anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, okay.
Well, we
one
do.
One less thing.
I know, right? Well, we do a Christmas exchange because, you know, there's a lot of us. And so the adults, once you're past 21, you're like thrown into the Christmas.
This
hat.
One goes out to all the moms.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to buy the number of presents of the people in your household.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like Darren
no, I don't
and I.
Know what you mean.
So like Darren and I, since there's two of us in our household, we're responsible for two of the other adults on the list.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like Ryan, since he's by himself, he buys one.
Okay.
So.
Wow. Who thought of that? That's like an algorithm.
No, it's not an
algorithm. Like somebody was like, put some math into that.
Well, it's because why? It's because that makes sure that every adult on the list is responsible for one gift.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So there would always be minimum one.
Yeah.
Max two.
However many are in your household. Yeah. So like,
what's considered an adult? Like even children over 18?
Over 21.
Over 21.
Yeah. If you're over 21,
you're considered an adult.
You're considered an adult.
So if you have children over the age of 21 still living at home,
yeah, they're in it.
They would be in it to win it.
Yeah. But up until then, you get a present from everybody, which is a lot of fun.
What?
Because you tend to get like $25 or $50 gift cards from everybody.
Wow.
So,
dude,
yeah.
Nice.
I know. And it really sucks when you turn 21. Well, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
The windfall all of a sudden stops.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe they call it a Ponzi scheme. Isn't that the legal term? Wow, dude.
Ponzi scheme.
Nice.
Yeah, but you know what? It involves Starbucks gift cards. So, hey, you can't go wrong, man. You cannot go wrong with that.
Nice. I love it. Whoever came up with that, sweet.
Right?
I know one person who hopes it's a very Merry Christmas. Ryan Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
The El Paso one who's on the Mexican version of The Voice.
Oh, I heard about him over the weekend.
La Voz. Mexico. He made it to the finals last
night. Yeah, that's super cool.
He is one step away from becoming the voice of Mexico.
Very nice.
How about that?
Good for him.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy. You know, I'd never heard of him before. I know that he's bounced around, you know, done weddings and quinceañeras and, you know, club gigs all over the place. But up until this season of the Mexican Voice, I had no idea that we had such a talented individual living in our city. Here's a portion of the song that got Ryan into the finals of La Voz. It's the Charlie Puth song that he did.
Hmm. Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
Jennifer Lopez's ex. What's his name?
Mark Anthony?
Yeah.
Really?
I think very reminiscent of him. His voice. Huh. His voice, I think.
I thought he sounded more like Adam Levine. You know how Adam Levine loves to go high.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
That's what he reminded me of.
Hmm.
But that's what got him into the finals. And so, you know, he could be the voice of Mexico.
Look how musical
we're
getting
here. Before Christmas rolls around. How
about
that?
We've got Khalid. We've got him. We've got Elia Sparza.
How about that, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, let's not forget the other voice contestant from years past, Valerie Ponzio.
Valerie Ponzio.
Remember her?
That's right.
She also had a good run on the American version on The Voice. So good luck, Ryan. Kiss FM. Tell us about your most memorable Christmas toy. 880-9393. Bet you had one.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to forget the circumstances around that Christmas toy. What's your most memorable Christmas toy? Holler at us at 880-9393. It was a Hot Wheels and a track for me.
Oh, cool.
I will never forget that Christmas.
Very nice.
Couldn't tell you how old I was. I know I still had footy pajamas. So I couldn't have been that old. Because, you know, past a certain age, I just didn't fit into footies anymore. Mine barely, much less, you know, clothing that had feet. I remember that Christmas because I couldn't sleep. I cried. I wanted them so bad.
Because
I knew what I was getting. I knew I was getting that orange track
of
Hot Wheels with a loop.
Yeah.
I knew I was getting that.
And it was the Hot Wheels ones, not Not the knockoff one.
Right, yeah. Not the one where if you order now, they'll throw in another one for just shipping and handling.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, these were the real Hot
the
Wheels.
The real deal.
Yes, and I cried, man. I cried until my mom just couldn't put up with it anymore. And she let me get up and open my present.
Really?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
And then I went back to bed with that toy all cuddled up
with my
track of orange Hot Wheel track. And then I fell to sleep.
Oh, what a brat.
Yeah. Oh, I was so excited. Kiss FM. Hey, Valerie.
Yes?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
So there was a time when you got this Christmas toy, this present that still to this day it's seared into your memory. Tell us about that present.
I just remember we were unwrapping presents and the doorbell rang. I must have been maybe five 6, 7 around there, and there was a baby stroller. And my mom said that Santa brought it to me, and I guess I just never forgotten that.
Aww, was that her way of saying that you had a little baby sister, or was there like a dolly in there, or what?
No, I just wanted a little stroller, you know.
Yeah. And how many, since then, how many strollers have you had in your life?
Oh, well, a lot. No. No, I mean, a few baby ones and, you know, a few big ones for my kiddos.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Valerie, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.
Hey, Jamie, we're talking the most memorable Christmas toy you ever got. What was yours?
Oh, my God. I was 7 years old, and I wanted a Barbie doll so bad. Well, come Christmas, I open my present, and it's a book. Well, when you open that book, it's a cardboard doll, and it had other pages that you cut out the little dresses that you have to bend the edges to put on the Barbie doll.
Right, right.
That was my Barbie doll, a cardboard Barbie doll.
Oh.
It was close enough, though, wasn't it?
Well, it was close enough, but I wanted the real Barbie, but I got the cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you could have gotten, it could have been worse. It could have been a steak.
Yes, it could have.
Yeah, see?
And I still haven't gotten that Barbie doll yet.
What?
Oh, no.
Girl,
really?
You've got to get to Target and go get yourself one.
Definitely.
Wow. You have a job now, Jamie. You can get all the Barbies you want now.
But it's not as special when mom gives it to you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're absolutely right. I hear you, girl. Okay.
Thanks, Jamie. Merry Christmas.
Jamie. Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
So we're taking a stroll down memory lane this morning. We're talking about your most memorable toy. Like what was it about that day, that Christmas, and that toy that, like, even all these years later, you still, it's like you were still there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you remember it vividly.
Mm-hmm.
880-9393. It was a set of Hot Wheels tracks.
Right.
With the loop. For me.
That's so cool.
And it came with one little Hot Wheel.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's the toy I will always remember to this day. Of all the things I ever got when I was a kid, it was that one. And only because I couldn't wait. And I cried. I cried until I got it.
Mine was a Barbie head. It wasn't a Barbie doll.
I know. I remember those. My sister's got
one. Yeah, and it had the makeup, and you could do the hair.
And you could pull it out, right? And pull it would get a little longer, right?
And I wanted one really bad because one of my cousins got one for her birthday a little earlier in the year.
Uh-huh.
And I was so jealous. And I told my dad, that's what I want for Christmas. That's all I want for Christmas. I don't want anything else.
Uh-huh.
Well, dude, they were expensive.
Well, yeah.
They were like the, you know, they were like the hip toy of the day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And my dad was like, well, we'll have to see.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'll tell Santa about it.
That's what dads say.
That's what dads say. And I really, honestly, I wasn't expecting it. Because one of my older sisters was like, yeah, you probably shouldn't expect that. It's a big present. It's a big present. And so I was kind of bummed. Like you, I was like, oh, man, you know. But I went to bed, and I thought, well, if I don't get it, I'll just cry. My dad will get it for me later.
Yeah. Well, see, no, but I knew that's what I was getting. And
well,
that's
I
why
didn't.
I cried, because I didn't want to wait till the next morning.
Well, see,
I wanted it that night.
I was bummed because I knew I wasn't going to get it. I knew I absolutely wasn't. There was no way that it was going to happen because my sister told me.
And you know me, I'm a Christmas Eve baby.
You totally
so
are, yeah.
I thought I could have it because it was Christmas Eve.
It was
my
birthday. Yeah, it's only fair.
But I'd already gotten my birthday present.
Ooh.
That was my Christmas present.
Oh.
And I cried until I got it.
Well, I cried when I saw it because that was like we got one big present and then we got a bunch of little stuff.
Yeah.
And that was my one big present. And oh my God, it was so cool.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I was so like, so there, I've got one too. It was so amazing. Even now, I can remember how it felt to like pull that thing because it would like ratchet out,
I know.
It was really cool.
I remember that because I used to torture my sisters by pulling its hair all the time.
Oh, Michael, God, you're so evil. You've always been.
Yeah.
Lord, I need to get with your sisters and talk to them. Kiss FM.
Yes, I was one of those who got caught up in that mall traffic over the weekend.
I can't believe you crossed the spaghetti bowl.
No, we got our own mall here on the west side.
Oh,
of town.
That's right.
I don't need
that's
to cross
right.
the spaghetti bowl to get caught up in mall traffic. And, you know, Sunland Park Mall is right across the street from a strip mall that also gets a lot of action.
Right.
It was just horrible. It was horrible. But that was the only way that I could get to where I'm going because of the construction going on Paisano.
Right.
So that was the only way for me to get onto the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way from the west side. And so you get caught up in that mall traffic, which is definitely my holiday pet peeve. Mall traffic.
It's true.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible, man. Because people just don't know how to drive.
No, they know how to drive. It's just that they just don't care at this time of year.
They think just because the light turns green, you can go.
Right.
Even though there is clearly no room,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be blocking the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if it's not possible or if people aren't paying attention, if it can even be done. But, you know, the lights don't get synchronized.
No, they don't. And that's
a
problem.
I thought you could, though. I thought that they could control that.
They
I thought
can.
That's why we had those cameras on top of all of the lights.
They can.
The lights don't get synchronized. And so, you know, something turns green, especially, you know, on this side of town by Sunland Park Mall. One of them will turn green, but the other one's still red.
Right.
So if somebody's turning left, they feel like they can still go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up blocking the intersection.
Yeah. And see, the thing I think is would be best is put a police officer there.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Because to be quite honest with you, it's there's no way I don't you can synchronize the lights all you want. You can do whatever it is that you think you can do.
Right.
Nobody is going to pay attention to
no.
the lights because they're busy.
Yes.
And they're harassed and they're frustrated and they've got 17
care.
Kids in the car.
And then they don't care.
And they don't care. They just care about getting to where they need to go.
Hey, like that idiot, because there's always one idiot who thinks because he's got one of those big SUVs.
Ugh.
He's in the wrong lane.
Yes.
But he thinks that just because he puts on his blinker, he can just jump right in.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And there he's going to scoot over.
And so he or she is sideways, blocking two lanes, trying to get into the other one.
Yep.
And when there's people like me who aren't going to give it up, he ends up blocking the other lane as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm not going to do it. You're going to wait in line.
Oh.
If I'm in that line, you're going to wait in line. Because I cannot stand that. I can't stand that.
Kiss FM.
Christmas pet peeves. You know you got one. You know you got a pet peeve. You know there's something about the holidays that drives you crazy.
Yep.
It's mall traffic for me. I mean, I'm very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic is bad any time of the year.
Yeah.
Especially around here. But oh my gosh, mall traffic during the holidays, the worst.
Yeah.
The worst. Because people are the worst.
People are the worst this time of year when they get into their cars.
I mean, they're horrible drivers to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. But then
and
you
then
add
you throw
the
in the Christmas rush.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It's Ooh, crazy.
Forget
for me,
about it.
For me, it's decorating shaming. You know, dude, I like to decorate and stuff like that. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. I am not going to go crazy like I used to when the kids were there, when my boys were in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, so, but, you know, I've got some people that I know that they're like, oh. Well, this is it? And you're like, hey.
Oh, no, they shame you because you don't get all tricked out?
Totally decoration shaming. Yep.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes.
My God, times have changed so much.
I know. It's like, okay, look, I do work for a living, and so do you, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to spend, you know, my remaining waking hours stringing cranberries for the entire house. Ain't happening. I am not Martha Stewart.
Oh.
I do not have a staff of people helping me out.
That sounds yummy, though.
Cranberries on a string?
Yeah. You know, normally, you know me, I'm more of a stick kind of guy.
Right.
But on a string sounds really good, too.
So convenient. You can put it around your neck.
Since I haven't rocked a beard in a while, so I can't save it for later.
Right.
Put on a string? Hell yeah, girl.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.